T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not to be caught short again, here he is, New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, declared a state of emergency in the face of this impending snowstorm, and he did it yesterday. It went into effect at noon today. He's with us now on the news line to talk about it. So what's different this time, Governor? Thank you for being with us. I should start that
Joe,
way.
great to be with you. Listen, we had to manage a bunch of storms. I've been in office for just over a year. We had a bunch last winter. The commuting experience on those storms wasn't pretty, but it was contained. The big issue for us was power outages. We had a storm in November where everybody was frustrated. The commuting experience was awful, and everyone's frustrated, including yours truly. But we didn't have any power challenges. Get concerned on a storm like this with a lot of variability, including whether you get rain, freezing rain, sleet, or snow, depending on where you live and what the storm does. You got exposure across the board. So we said, you know what, let's get out ahead of this. We brine the roads. We got 2,500 pieces of equipment prepared, in some cases already deployed. We've restricted more than one axle vehicles from 195 north, except for the New Jersey Turnpike. We got all the utilities on call. This is one we just got to make sure we got all bases covered, and we will see. The state of emergency began at noon. And we're going to be monitoring this, as you can imagine, minute to minute.
Now, from what I'm gathering from our forecasters, the big worry, and you kind of touched on it, too, when you talked about power outages, the big worry is the ice that could be developing tomorrow when we go into this flash freeze.
You bet, Joe. So we got, first of all, a very wide window in this storm. Precipitation, I'm in Monmouth County right now. We don't have anything yet, but precipitation beginning sort of this afternoon going to late tomorrow afternoon. Secondly, you got huge volatility on temperatures, and thirdly, it'll depend on where you live. But the temperature piece, Joe, is the one that has got me the most worried, because the dive expected tomorrow into tomorrow night, no matter where you are, you're going to have precipitation. So it's going to be wet. So the lines will be wet, the trees will be wet, the roads will be wet. Your weather forecast just said the same thing that we're reading, which is single digits tomorrow night. That's a big risk, not just for getting around, black ice, et cetera, but that's going to be a big risk to the power systems.
How are you coordinating with towns and counties? Because it's got to be a team effort on this one, doesn't it?
You betcha. So we have Office of Emergency Management at the state has a direct line and liaisons with each of the 21 counties have their own OEMs. And that's an ongoing dialogue. The big players on our side are typically going to be the state police, who do an extraordinary job. The OEM reports up to them, Department of Transportation, the Board of Public Utilities, and then you spread out from there. But it's got to be in all hands. You're absolutely right. State, local, and county. I mentioned the utilities. There are four big electric service providers in our state. They have prepared with crews from out of state on call to come in. So, you know, that great phrase, it takes a village, and dealing with a storm, right? It takes a village to manage it.
Absolutely. Let's work the other side of this. And I know in the back of your mind, this is always a fear, because you clearly have to get out in front of this thing. We understand that, particularly after November. But the other side of it is, if it doesn't materialize to be what we fear, it blows a hole in the budget. And then do you worry about people down the line going, oh, here we go again, they're crying wolf again?
Yeah, I really don't, because I think people believe that we make an honest assessment on these things and that they know we're dealing with Mother Nature. And in the era of climate change, Mother Nature has gotten a lot more volatile. So to be able to, you know, we can't use yesterday's playbook. We can't use a playbook from 50 years ago. We've got to lean toward over-preparedness. And so folks said, oh, gosh, you're out there brining the roads. We're going to do that. It's 17 cents a mile. It does cost money, but that's money well spent. Do we run the risk that a storm like this misses us and we over-prepared? You do in every timeout. That's a risk I'm going to take every time. This is a big system. As I mentioned, it's a wide window. It's a volatile temperature system. And as always, it'll depend on where you live, Joe. If you're in the northern part of the state, you're going to be more exposed to snow and sleet. If you're in the south, it's going to be more rain and wintry mix, and the central will be a little bit of each. We can't measure this with a precision instrument. We got to give it our best shot, and we'll see where it comes out.
All right, Governor Phil Murphy, thank you for taking the time to talk with us and all our listeners. We'll be listening. We'll be talking as this storm comes.
Honored to be with you, Joe. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.